Next question is on a TD online.
Sorry. So the TD online, it shows a very positive traction last year. And primarily, a lot of our focus is, if we take a look at where is the hard work in ensuring that is actually in educating the customer. So we put a lot of effort from the frontliners, people at the branches, is actually to call the client, or when the clients come, to explain what are the features available in our D-Bank. So what we notice is that once the customer try it, they will use it more and actually put more money on the TD online. So we believe it will still show a very strong number for this year, because it's still at a very early stage and the potential is actually quite significant as well.
Thank you, Budani. Do you have more questions?
Yep. Thank you very much. My name is Lau from CIMB. I have two questions. Question number one is just a general a question about the growth, basically, right? Because one of the reasons or the weakness on Danamon basically in the past couple of years is just that growth has been quite weak, especially for loan growth. Excluding the micro for 2019 was 5%. So my question is, when do you think that we can start seeing growth to be at least in line with industry level, if not above that? Would 2020 be that year or not yet? So that's the first question. My second question is, of course, the IFRS 9 equity haircut may help your ROE and more payout could also help that. But can you maybe give a picture on what's your ROE aspiration? And the timeline to reach that number. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. On the growth, basically, I think we have shared this in the previous briefing, that we have four engines of growth. So basically, those are auto financing through Adira Finance, and then enterprise banking, SME, and consumer. So for 2020, if you look at the growth that we're targeting, our consumer and enterprise banking grow at the double digits, and where we look at the Adira Finance, because of the industry, we still targeting higher single digit growth, similar with our SME. On the ROE, basically we hope that we can target maintain the same ROE. Obviously, we know that going to be not going to be easy, but yeah.
Let me add a bit of the our sort of estimate for our loan growth. You know, you're right. In the past, I think we are weaker in terms of the loan growth. But as I explained to you, with new shareholder, the way we play is going to be different, right? So it's not our just sole play, but it's more joint play with our new shareholder. They bring us lots of financing opportunities. That's one. Second, which I didn't mention, is that with a new shareholder, with a new management, we are sort of prudently expanding our risk appetite. Because with the new shareholder, MUFG, we are able to leverage their industrial knowledge or their capability of credit structuring and so forth. So we are better equipped in terms of risk assessment or transaction structuring. But more importantly, although we sort of prudently expand our risk appetite, but we try to make us, Danamon, be as operating bank. As long as we get the operating account, we have a better visibility, better control of the cash flows. So, you know, it's a very basics of commercial banker. But we sharpen our focus as being a commercial bank, such that we are able to, with some prudence, expand our risk appetite. This is another sort of a driver, how to grow our loan, particularly in the EV area.